chapter 27 of the prophecies of the Old Testament in their visible fulfillment in the church. 53. For all those things which at present you witness in the Church of God, and which you see to be taking place under the name of Christ throughout the whole world, were predicted long ages ago, and even as we read of them, so also we now see them. And by means of these things we are built up unto faith. Once of old there occurred a flood over the whole earth, the object of which was that sinners might be destroyed. And nevertheless those who escaped in the ark exhibited a sacramental sign of the church that was to be, which at present is floating on the waves of the world, and is delivered from submersion by the wood of the cross of Christ. It was predicted to Abraham, a faithful servant of God, a single man, that of him it was determined that a people should be born who should worship one God in the midst of all other nations which worshipped idols. And all things which were prophesied of as destined to happen to that people have come to pass exactly as they were foretold. Among that people Christ, the King of all saints and their God, was also prophesied of as destined to come of the seed of that same Abraham according to the flesh, which flesh he took unto himself in order that all those also who became followers of his faith might be sons of Abraham, and thus it has come to pass. Christ was born of the Virgin Mary, who belonged to that race. It was foretold by the prophets that he would suffer on the cross at the hands of that same people of the Jews, of whose lineage, according to the flesh, he came, and thus it has come to pass. It was foretold that he would rise again. He has risen again, and in accordance with these same predictions of the prophets, he has ascended into heaven, and has sent the Holy Spirit to his disciples. It was foretold not only by the prophets, but also by the Lord Jesus Christ himself, that his church would exist throughout the whole world, extended by the martyrdoms and sufferings of the saints. And this was foretold at a time when, as yet, his name was at once undeclared to the Gentiles and made a subject of derision where it was known, and nevertheless in the power of his miracles, whether those which he wrought by his own hand, or those which he effected by means of his servants, as these things are being reported and believed, we already see the fulfillment of that which was predicted, and behold the very kings of the earth, who formerly were wont to persecute the Christians, even now brought into subjection to the name of Christ. It was also foretold that schisms and heresies would arise from his church, and that under his name they would seek their own glory instead of Christ's, in such places as they might be able to command, and these predictions have been realized. 54. Will those things then, which yet remain, fail to come to pass? It is manifest that, just as the former class of things which were foretold have come to pass, so will these latter also come to pass. I refer to all the tribulations of the righteous which yet wait for fulfillment, and to the day of judgment, which will separate all the wicked from the righteous in the resurrection of the dead. And not only will it thus separate those wicked men who are outside the church, but also it will set apart for the fire, which is due to such, the chaff of the church itself, which must be borne with in utmost patience on to the last winnowing. Moreover, they who deride the doctrine of a resurrection because they think that this flesh, inasmuch as it becomes corrupt, cannot rise again, will certainly rise in the same unto punishment, and God will make it plain to such that he who was able to form these bodies when as yet they were not, is able in a moment to restore them as they were. But all the faithful who are destined to reign with Christ shall rise with the same body in such wise that they may also be counted worthy to be changed into angelic incorruption, so that they may be made equal unto the angels of God, even as the Lord himself has promised, and that they may praise him without any failure and without any weariness, ever living in him and of him, with such joy and blessedness as can be neither expressed nor conceived by man. 55. Believe these things, therefore, and be on your guard against temptations, for the devil seeks for others who may be brought to perish along with himself, so that not only may that adversary fail to seduce you by the help of those who are without the church, whether they be pagans or Jews or heretics, but you yourself also may decline to follow the example of those within the Catholic Church itself, whom you see leading an evil life, either indulging in excess in the pleasures of the belly and the throat, or unchaste, or given up to the vain and unlawful observances of curious superstitions, whether they be addicted to the inanities of public spectacles or charms or divinations of devils, or be living in the pomp and inflated arrogance of covetousness and pride, or be pursuing any sort of life which the law condemns and punishes, but rather connect yourself with the good, whom you will easily find out if you yourself were once become of that character, so that you may unite with each other in worshipping and loving God for his own sake, for he himself will be our complete reward to the intent that we may enjoy his goodness and beauty in that life. He is to be loved, however, not in the way in which any object that is seen with the eyes is loved, but as wisdom is loved, and truth and holiness, and righteousness and charity, and whatever else may be mentioned as of kindred nature. And further, with a love conformable to these things, not as they are in men, but as they are in the very fountain of incorruptible and unchangeable wisdom. Whomsoever therefore you may observe to be loving these things, attach yourself to them, so that through Christ, who became man in order that he might be the mediator between God and men, you may be reconciled to God. But as regards the perverse, even if they find their way within the walls of the church, think not that they will find their way into the kingdom of heaven, for in their own time they will be set apart, if they have not altered to the better. Consequently, follow the example of good men, bear with the wicked, love all, for as much as you know not what he will be tomorrow, who today is evil. Howbeit, love not the unrighteousness of such, but love the persons themselves with the express intent that they may apprehend righteousness. For not only is the love of God enjoined upon us, but also the love of our neighbor, on which two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. And this is fulfilled by no one save the man who has received the other gift, the Holy Spirit, who is indeed equal with the Father and with the Son. For this same Trinity is God, and on this God every hope ought to be placed. On man our hope ought not to be placed, of whatsoever character he may be. For he by whom we are justified is one thing, and they together with whom we are justified are another. Moreover, it is not only by lusts that the devil tempts, but also by the terrors of insults and pains and death itself. But whatever a man shall have suffered on behalf of the name of Christ, and for the sake of the hope of eternal life, and shall have endured in constancy, in accordance therewith, the greater reward shall be given him. Whereas, if he shall give way to the devil, he shall be damned along with him. But works of mercy, conjoined with pious humility, meet with this acknowledgement from God, to wit, that he will not suffer his servants to be tempted more than they are able to bear.